This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
Valentine's Day is fast approaching. So if you haven't thought about what to get your significant other, you might want to get a move on.
Right there was about 90% of guys' initial reaction. Oh, because it's hard. It's hard. And I have a birthday a week before it for my wife.
Oh, what was she thinking?
I know, right? And so you want to celebrate the love, but... You know, it's stressful because you can't just like whip out like the flowers because a lot of women are like, well, that's
you can't do that.
No,
oh
no. Well, I don't know. If you send them to her work, you can.
Oh, okay.
Because then it's like he's amazing. Look what my hubby did, and they walk it all around. So if you want to do that, do that.
Well, like Wally said, you need to make sure that you get the right thing. A new survey showed that 35% of us claim we've been disappointed in the past, feeling as though our partner didn't do enough on a day meant to show how much we're appreciated
when
by
you
someone.
Say us, I'm assuming you mean women.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured, because this is like a no-win for guys.
Well, women are twice as likely to be disappointed than men.
Okay.
But the thing is y'all are disappointed on your birthday. Y'all want like drones and jeeps and
But at least we tell you what we want. Like it's so easy. It's like so easy. I'd like a drone. Well, you're not getting that. Okay, now I'm disappointed. But with you guys, it's like, you know what? Like, hey, what would you like? Well, I would like for you to know me and know what I would like without me giving you any sort of a hint, clue, or anything that would discernibly help you whatsoever.
Well, because if we tell you, then it doesn't mean anything.
No, it means that you'll get what you want. We're all happy. See, this is the problem. That's Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
This is the Wally Show. I'm going to do Wally's College of Knowledge, okay? Betty Rock is a former student at Colorado Christian University. That's who sponsors this. And I am a teacher there. And so these are not classes that Betty Rock took or that I teach. This is Wally's College of Super Bowl Knowledge.
Oh, okay. Well, that is not good because I don't know anything about sports.
But here's the good thing. They're not like super sporty questions.
Oh, okay.
It's not like who was the first quarterback to throw the ball thing forward.
The ball thing. Gavin would probably know the answer to that. Not
the
me.
Most times. You know, so, no, it's more like some stuff about this year's Super Bowl.
Okay.
Last year's Super Bowl, but more like weird like facts.
If it's
things.
About the commercials, that's typically what I tune in for.
Okay, well, I'll give you a question right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Betty Rock, how much is an ad going to cost you for a 30-second spot in this year's Super Bowl? Oh. Considering the coronavirus and, you know, maybe more people are going to be watching this year than ever before.
I know it's a ridiculous amount.
Sure.
I'm going to say $250 million.
Oh, boy.
That is a ridiculous amount. Like, that takes ridiculous.
Final answer.
And shoves it into the stratosphere. Okay, final answer, you say.
Yes.
You were just $243.5 million off.
I can't do the math on that, but you're saying I went too high.
5.5.
Oh, okay.
Million
okay.
Is,
I was close.
Is what it was. Because I thought 5.5 was a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Apparently, $250 million is a lot more. There you go. That's what that's going to set you back. I wish that we could get a Wally Show commercial in the Super Bowl. Oh, we just need one. Like, I mean, like it's going to do so much good for us.
That would be 1 second long.
No. We need one 30-second
spot.
But I mean, we do that once, and then we're set.
That's true.
You know,
that's so true.
I get why they spend that. All right, if you want to play with us, your questions might be a little harder. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play Wally's College of Super Bowl Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, with you right now.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Ashley, welcome to Wally's College of Super Bowl Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University. Not a class that Betty Rock took while she was there, or one that I teach when I teach there, but this is a chance for you to win a prize right now. Are you up on any of the Super Bowl stuff? Are you a sports fan?
Yeah, I am a little bit, but hope I won't embarrass myself too much.
I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine because I am not a big sports fan either, so I picked, like, interesting things, okay? So here we go.
That doesn't make me feel better, Wally.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. All right, this year is the first time a team will play a Super Bowl, A, in their home stadium, B, without their mascots, or C, with all proceeds going to charity. What do you think?
A.
You think A. You sound very confident. Betty Rock, do you like her confidence?
I like her confidence. I'm going to go with her.
Would you have gone with?
I would have gone with C, but like I said, I don't know anything about sports.
Proceeds going to charity. You obviously know nothing about the NFL. They are not giving away any of that money. But Ashley is absolutely right. Nicely done. It's the first time in Super Bowl history that a team has played in their home stadium. I did not know that. That's fascinating.
Odd.
Tampa Bay.
There you go.
Well, she knows more than we
thought. Yeah, she's just trying to get bonus points, but that did not happen. You only have 1 point. Here we go. For not winning last year's Super Bowl, each player received $22,000, $62,000, or $82,000 in Kohl's cash.
I'm going to have to go with B on that one.
B. Betty Rock?
I would go with A, because the thing is sports people should not make that much.
Oh, but they do, and our friend Ashley knows that. $62,000 is right. You are crushing this game, Ashley. Oh, my goodness. All right, we got a couple more questions to go. We're going to find out if Ashley can hold on and win Wally's College of Super Bowl Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University. Here we go. Average price for a Super Bowl ticket is $13,497.
Whoa.
Now, Ashley, which item could you buy that is closest to that price? Okay, this is kind of like Price is Right. Betty's Nissan Versa, a Turbo Levo e-mountain bike, or Disney's Vacation Club. Which of those items is closest to $13,497? C, Disney's Vacation Club membership. Betty Rock, knowing what you paid for your car, what would you have said?
It is definitely not my car. It's not worth that much at all. I'd go with B.
B? The mountain bike?
Yeah.
You are right, Lady Rock.
In your face, Ashley.
The Turbo, you're not getting anything, Rock. Not a competition. Turbo Levo mountain bike, the e-bike, is $13,525. Your car, Betty Rock, is only $15,800 for the 2021 model.
Whoa, higher than I thought.
Disney's Vacation Club, $24,000.
So. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Ashley, final question here. 10,821 is the number of calories at the average Super Bowl feast. B, the number of fans in attendance at this year's Super Bowl, or C, the amount of times Tom Brady denied deflating footballs in 2014.
Well, as much as I would love to go with C, I'm going to go with A.
A, number of calories of the average Super Bowl feast, that is absolutely right.
Woo!
10,000 calories. Gavin, make sure you share some of those with other people.
Bummer.
Yeah, I know. That is a lot of chicken wings, man.
And I can do it.
Well, the good news is, Ashley, you were able to get 3 right, which means you are a winner on Wally's College of Super Bowl Knowledge. Woo-hoo! Brought to you by CCU, Colorado Christian University.
Awesome.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
This is the Wally Show with Mind Blown, where we give you tidbits of information that will blow your mind and also help you be very interesting. You always want to be the most interesting person in the room.
No, but there's a fine line between being the most interesting and the know-it-all.
It's all in delivery. If you do it with panache, then it's impressive.
Panache.
Okay, so there is a McDonald's in California that doesn't sell food to the public.
What?
Why do you think that is?
Because they can't pass the sanitary test.
That's a very good thing. Bad for McDonald's. Great guess. But no, that is not correct. Gavin?
Is it like a bougie McDonald's that has to be rent it out for a really high price.
I like where you're going. What? A bougie McDonald's would be amazing.
Bougie and McDonald's don't go together in the same sentence.
Yeah, but what if you could live in that world? Like, how great would that be?
Wagyu beef McDonald's?
Yes! Oh, my goodness. You can't get in without a tux and an invitation.
Yes.
And there's a guy at the front door that's keeping people out the riffraff? Absolutely.
Oh, my word.
We should start that. That's our own franchise.
I like it.
But no, sorry.
Oh,
it is because it is the McDonald's that they use for filming the commercials.
Oh, that's so funny.
So they don't sell food in it, but it's set up like a regular McDonald's,
it's like a
obviously.
Set.
Yeah, it's like a set, but it's an actual freestanding McDonald's.
Is it out in the public where people can accidentally like pull up to it and be like, where are the employees?
Yeah, no, they don't. Yeah, that would be funny. like somebody's getting really mad in the drive-thru because no one's there and they're not shooting that day. No, but so that's what they do. They actually have a building because I always just assume they pick a McDonald's, go shoot there for the day. And it makes so much sense that they built this whole McDonald's that looks just like a McDonald's.
Well, they can't use the real ones that are out in the public because, let's be honest, those things aren't up to par.
But they do serve the best fries and Coke
Amen.
With no ice, so there you go. So that, hopefully next time you're at a party and someone goes, man, I wish this place had chicken nuggets, you go, funny you should mention that.
Oh, geez.
And this is the panache part. I happen to know. And then you bust out that, and you are a genius. This is the Wally Show, and I'm in a good mood today. Like, I just feel like spreading some happiness and some joy, you know, and letting people in your life know, like, they're important to you and stuff like that.
I'm to receive.
Yeah, well, not you. We'll get to you. But if you guys don't mind, I just want to make a quick phone call here. I know it's early, but I just want to make a quick phone call because I think there's never really a bad time for this kind of thing. Dialing? Ringing?
This is Phil.
Hey, Phil, it's Wally. How are
no,
you, man?
No, you did not.
What's up, man?
Just wanted to tell you everything's working perfectly.
Oh,
normally we call you in the morning early like this and there's a problem, but I just wanted to call and tell you you're doing a fantastic job.
Did he wake you up, Phil? That's a yes.
Come on. We don't tell people enough in our lives that they're doing great work, and I wanted to like make Phil feel special today.
I give you permission to call him at 11 o'clock at night while
yes,
he's trying to sleep.
Do.
Well, let me tell you, Wally, I feel fantastic.
Thank you. I'll try not to see you later because I think you might hurt me. Phil is our engineer, and like we always call him with problems, and so like.
But you could have told him all of this when he was awake.
But I was so excited.
When
the idea hit me, I felt like the Lord put that on my heart. And,
yes. When he gives you that same line at midnight.
I'm answering my phone. He's the engineer. He has to answer his phone, which what makes that funny. You see?
Bless him.
Okay, try that today in your life. It's a lot of fun. You see how happy Phil was. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it. And she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
In Washington State, cars that run on fossil fuels could soon become extinct.
Oh, that's like the ones we all drive, right?
Yeah, that's like 99.9% of the cars.
Okay.
Representatives in both their house and of the legislature there introduced a bill last month that would require all new passenger and light-duty vehicles sold to be registered in the state to be sold as electric cars in 2030. It's electric. And that seems really close. Like, are we really that,
right,
you know, close on the technology? And they say, well, the reason for setting that early timeline is to get everyone started working on it and creating the groundwork for the goal. Because here's the problem with electric technology. A, it costs a lot to produce, and then there's arguments that the carbon footprint for it is as bad as the fossil fuel. But B, the infrastructure isn't there. Yes, you could maybe charge one of your cars at Kohl's because there's
right.
one place.
Why is it always Kohl's and Cracker Barrel that get the front row yeah. seats for the electric
the
cars?
Ugh. But you've got like one or two stations, and there's very few at gas stations. So, I mean, that's why they're setting it early, because you have to have the infrastructure to make this work. Yes, you can charge your car at home, and you can run around daily with it, and it's not bad, but any long trips, you have to really plan where you're going. And like Tesla, they have at their dealership supercharging stations, but you have to find a Tesla dealership. It'll map it for you, but you have to go out of your way sometimes. And then when you get there, if there's five other people in front of you, it takes 20 minutes to charge. You're an hour at the dealership.
No, thank you.
So that's where the problems come in. Plus, there's this thing, anybody that has electric technology, there's a condition called battery anxiety. And I'm not making this up. And I have it because I have an e-bike. And every time I ride my e-bike, I bring it back in, I instantly charge it for the next time it's full. I hate watching the bars drop off, because if I'm in the middle of the woods and I run out, that thing's a beast to try and ride out by itself. Same thing with a car. If you're watching your battery drop, you can't just pull into the next gas station. That's battery anxiety.
That's really going to change horror films, because when you're trying to start your car and you run out of gas, it's like, we need a charging station
instead. Yeah, or it's like so silent, too, like you can sneak up on people.
That's true.
So spy films are going to get better, too. So there you go. Look for the house. Actually, that is in Washington State. But I know that Biden's plan was no fossil fuel cars by 2050.
Whoa.
And so it'd be interesting to see where this technology leads us to, because there could be some cool things with it. Just don't make it ugly like that Tesla truck.
No,
Elon Musk, what in the world? I would have bought one if the price was better and it looked like a truck. Like, that thing is hideous. And so, like, you don't have to make it space agey to have space age technology, guys. Make it look cool. Come on. This is The Wally Show, and one of Lady Rock's jobs, she kind of worked it into her job description, is spending time on TikTok. As long as she
can, I fooled everyone.
Yeah, bring something to the show from it, and I think you've actually done that.
Yeah, there's a trend on TikTok, and it's all about saying, like, tell me your blank without telling me your blank. So, for instance, one of them was, tell me you're a mom without telling me you're a mom, and they were hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, it's a great concept for this one. And so how would I do that? You know, it's like, I have 3 extra pounds of Cheerios in my purse. Like, you have just told me you're a mom without telling me you're a mom.
Exactly.
Do you get it? Like, that's what we're looking for here.
Yes, exactly. Like,
totally.
There's so
that.
Many different things that I think moms realize, you know, maybe I do this, but one that is not a mom probably doesn't do this.
Yep.
There's so many examples of that. So it's easy to say, tell me you're a mom without having to tell me you're a mom.
So 855-33-WAY-FM. If you're a mom, you know exactly what this is and you know exactly how to do it. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's always the number to be on the show. You can call or text that same number if you're a busy mom. Or if you want to be on the show with us, we love having you. Put that in your favorites, you know, above like maybe even your husband, so you can get right through. Definitely above your kids. Because we won't bother you. And we'd love to talk to you. 855-33-WAY-FM.
So, Amanda, how would you do that?
I could think of several, but the one that I wanted to say was, when you go to pull a pin out of your purse and you pull out an action figure.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely a mom. And that even tells you one other thing. You're a boy mom.
Yes.
You know the thing I miss most about having a young kid is wipes. Like, when you are a parent, you always have wipes at your disposal when you have a young kid. Mm-hmm. And they're so handy for so many things. There's always a diaper bag. You've always got them. And then, like, when my daughter got older, I'd be like, oh, I need a wipe to... Well, dadgummit. Like, all right, we're going to have another kid.
Yes, or you know where to find them if you don't have them. You find someone with a kid.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, we had Danielle text in. She said, I've been exhausted every single day for 26 years. Bless her heart.
I get it, though, and I'm not even a mom. I'm tired watching my wife work so hard. So, Jackie, how would you tell me you're a mom without telling me you're a mom?
You always have tissues or napkins handy.
Yes, yes. Moms are so good at that, man, because there is a nose blow that needs to happen, and they're there.
Well, and tell me, Jackie, if this is the case for you. I remember growing up, my mom would never let me throw away paper towels from, like, McDonald's or from mm-hmm. Sonic, because she wanted to put them in the dashboard. What do you call that? The little... glove compartment.
Yes.
And she'd always be like, no, don't throw those away. We can use those. I'm like, Mom.
Guilty, yes. I have a stack in my car in between the console and in the glove box.
Oh, yeah. You are definitely a mom, Jackie.
And you're prepared.
I try.
All right, Jessica, how would you tell me you're a mom without telling me you're a mom?
Quiet houses are terrifying.
That's so good. Yeah, because there's something about, like, the chaos of the kids. I grew up in a family with 5 kids. My house was so loud. And when I started dating my wife, she came from a really quiet house, and she would come over to our house, and she would, like, have to leave in a couple hours because the chaos was just too much for her.
And it's funny how even at 52, your wife still has this motto. If the house is quiet, something's wrong.
That's right, because I'm probably trying to burn something down.
That's exactly my fear.
Yeah, if you got boys, when it gets quiet, start looking for them. Girls are usually probably reading, you know?
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
Here's some of the weird, odd things that are cropping up during the pandemic. Like this new term, I don't know if you've heard this or not, pangry. You've heard of hangry, you're hungry, you're, it makes you angry. What do you think pangry is,
you're,
Lady Rock?
Your anger is causing you pain and also hungry.
No, I'll stop you there.
You're saying pangry, I feel like it has something to do with like being mad about something having to do with the pandemic.
Okay.
Maybe like, I'm mad that that person's not wearing a mask, or I'm mad that that person...
Gavin!
I got it!
Yeah!
Whoa.
Look at that! Making Rock look
sweet.
Silly. Nicely done.
I try.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like that anger or that frustrated feeling you get when you see somebody else not taking the pandemic as seriously as you.
So it's pandemic with angry.
Pangry.
Yeah. Pangry. Okay. Yeah, see, because the thing is, because pangry wouldn't work. You got to say it pangry. But you can see this, like, with people you work with. You can see it in your own family.
Sure.
Like, different families have different levels at which people are taking the pandemic seriously.
Right, whether they believe in the vaccine, whether they don't, whether they think we're taking precautions, whether they don't. Like, everybody's disagreeing on different rules and regulations.
Yep, and it's just leading to a lot of pangriness. And so you got to figure out how to navigate that during this time in your own world as well. But at least you now have a term to describe it, and you can go, you're making me pangry! And it disarms it a little bit.
It's today's Music Insider.
TMI.
With Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
When I think of someone being a talented musician, I can envision them picking up just about any instrument that they do play, whether it's like a new one, an old one. It doesn't have to be their particular instrument. They can pick it up and play it, and it's
like
going to sound
kazoo.
Great.
Exactly.
Well, I've never seen a professional kazooer. Now
I'm sure
I want
they exist.
To. Well, Ed Cash, the lead singer, or not lead singer, I guess they're all kind of singers.
They're all kind of lead singers, yeah.
Well, the oldest guy and the member of We the Kingdom.
Rude.
You remember from this song. So what did Ed pick up and play?
Also, I'd like to point out that Ed sounds very high.
That's his daughter.
Yeah, she kind of takes the lead on that song.
Yeah, on that one, yeah.
But he posted a video where he was playing a piano, and we're not talking about like a keyboard or an organ or just like a traditional piano. He was playing a piano that looked like it was probably meant for a five-year-old.
Like a kid's tinkly piano?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a Snoopy piano?
Yeah, and he was playing that, stomping his feet, kind of creating a beat, and he's still doing better than I think like any of us could ever do on just like the best piano in the world.
I was walking the west side, lost on a lonely road. I was chasing the high line, trying to satisfy my soul. All the lies I believe.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. I like that little piano sound.
Yeah.
Like, mic that bad boy up, put it on the next album. I think you got something there.
I feel like they do that kind of stuff. Like they use random instruments for a lot of things, and they have a unique sound. And I don't think they'll do that. Well, but like, I could see them doing it, maybe.
Their drummer, when they come in and do like acoustic sets, a lot of times, if you've ever seen a guy sitting on a square box, it's called a cajon.
Oh, yeah.
And so it basically is a bass drum and a snare all in one kind of thing. But their drummer, speaking of unusual instruments, he has a guitar body of a guitar that he wears strapped around his chest, and he has turned it into basically a percussion instrument, which I think is like
so
super
maybe
cool
their
too.
Next hit song is a tiny piano and a cajon.
That'd be awesome, man. They kind of the Roots does stuff like this too, and I love seeing it. And so there you go. If you're a big fan, you can check them out. That is We the Kingdom, and that's gonna do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. This is the Wally Show, and when your phone rings, like, it pops up who's calling you. Like, I got a thing from my accountant the other day, and all of a sudden it's a picture of him that I've never seen before.
Oh.
I guess you can send that now or something, like, hey, dude, nice, okay. You know, but, like, everybody comes up in your contacts on your smartphone now in different ways.
That's right, but one lady is going viral because she posted a video of her husband's phone, and she was taking offense to the fact that in his phone, he has her as her first and her last name. There's just nothing loving about
it. It's very formal.
It is. It's very formal. Yeah. When on the other hand, she's got him in her phone saved as hubby. So she just feels like, why would you do that?
I think I might be saved as like hubby in my wife's phone, but my wife in my phone is just her full name. Yeah, I know. And no emojis either. My daughter has her nickname and emojis, but she put it in there.
That's what I did with my dad.
Did you really?
Yes.
I'm like, there's no way I was going to do that. My daughter's like, I have to change this.
Yes.
So if I leave my phone laying around after this, my wife will probably change her name in here too. So yeah, I guess it matters. I guess, does it matter to you as a woman?
To me, it does. Yeah. I totally understand where she would get offense to this. And it makes me wonder if there's other couples out there that maybe they really thought about what they put their contacts in as for maybe their spouse or maybe a sister, anybody. But just what is that thing that you put in your contacts and you say, this is my special someone. Maybe it's an emoji. Maybe it's a nickname. I don't know. Just to make it cute.
Gavin, how's your wife come up in your phone?
Don't judge this.
I will.
I did this when I was a teenager.
Oh, boy. I love it already.
Her name's Haley.
Okay.
And then in my head, I just connected these dots where I was like, a ladybug and a Haleybug. So she's actually in my phone. As Haley Heartbug.
That is precious.
Love you, honey.
I love it. That's so good. My daughter, we call her Buggy, which is so weird. And her name's Haley, too. That's
weird.
Yeah, I know. Huh. Okay, so
creepy.
There it is. All right, so like, do you have that person in your phone, and what is the way that you refer to them? What's the pet name, I guess, you would call it in your phone? 855-33-WAY-FM. Can you beat Haleybug? I don't know. 855-33-WAY-FM. So how do you come up on your husband's phone, or how does he come up on yours?
So I come up also as first and last name in his phone, which truly doesn't bother me. Yet what I did, I changed his name on my phone to his first name and then husband whom I love. So it's a reminder to me, no matter what's happened throughout the day, that when a call comes up from him or a text from him, not to take it out on him because he's the person that I love.
Or when he calls and has done something stupid, it shows up as husband who I love. Just
true.
A good reminder.
That's true. It's a powerful reminder.
How do you guys list each other?
So I am in his phone as Mrs. Queen, and I have him in my phone as Mr. Queen.
Well, is that because you're the queen of the house and he is your servant, your subject, if you will?
No, even better. That's our last name.
Oh, okay. It's still unfortunate for him being Mr. Queen in your phone.
You need to put a little crown emoji with it, too.
He has one.
What comes up, like, say, if your wife calls you?
It says, Barbie, my fine lady.
Oh, is that like after a song when you guys were dating?
No. When I first got an Apple phone, my granddaughter was showing me how to put my contacts in. And she put it in her grandma as Barbie, my fine lady, and says, how's that look, Grant? I said, it looks great. And it's been there ever since.
What I love is Jack's like, it's been that way ever since. Like, he's like, I just love it. He just can't figure out how to change it.
Right. I haven't seen my granddaughter lately to have her change it.
And now for some good news.
That's right. The news cycle can be a little heavy, so we thought we'd give you a little hope today. Maybe uplift you a little bit here with good news. Giddy up. We hit a weird milestone, but a good one. These are three rapid-fire stories. In the COVID crisis, we've actually had more vaccinations now in the U.S. for COVID-19 than there are cases.
All right.
Since we started. So 26.5 million people have been vaccinated, and since we started, 26.3 have contracted it. So
that's awesome.
Moving in the right direction. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a former COVID patient in St. Louis who gave birth while she was in a coma.
Well, that's, I don't even know how that's possible.
I don't either.
These are questions I'm not even going to ask.
But she decided, I guess because she had such a good experience with her nurses, that she's making one of them her baby's godmother.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Nurses make your whole experience better or worse easily.
Well, and also, how great would that be to put that on your job resume? I was so good at my job that a patient made me their kid's godmother.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that says something.
Also, how great would that be to have a kid when you're in a coma? You don't feel anything.
Awesome.
That's like, a good point.
Like, yeah, that's like a DoorDash. Like, all of a sudden, like, you wake up and somebody's brought you your food. It's the same thing.
Who are you tipping?
I know, but how great is that, man? Yeah, that's like, that is like the DoorDash of deliveries for babies. It's perfect. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. It's February, so that means one thing and one thing only for couples. Groundhog Day. Yeah, you thought I was going to say Valentine's Day, didn't you? Hey, it's Wally, and Valentine's Day gets all the attention, but Groundhog Day is the workhorse holiday of February. It tells us we're going to need to prepare for more winter months. Valentine's Day is just flashy and costs us money. It's the same way in the mortgage industry. You see all the flashy ads for quick loans from huge corporations, but I want to know who I'm dealing with, especially when it comes to something as important as my mortgage or a refinance, and more importantly, I want them to know me. That's why I love United Faith Mortgage. Full disclosure, they're not the flashy ones, they're the get it done ones, the ones who make getting a mortgage or refinancing easy on you. They're faith-based and family-owned, and their direct lender advantage will actually help you save money. So do yourself a favor, check them out, and you'll see. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
With the achievement of 25 songs hitting number one on the charts, one of Dolly Parton's Queen of Country's biggest hits is 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah, even turned into a movie back in the day with her starring in it, too.
She had all that makeup and those heels and that big hair. But now, thanks to a business called Squarespace, which is all about helping people boost their, quote, side hustles by building them their own website, Dolly redid her 9 to 5, making it 5 to 9. That represents the hours you typically use outside of your normal work hours to work on this dream of a hustle.
I get it. That's cool.
Working 5 to 9. You've got passion and a vision, cause it's hustling time. A whole new way to make a living. Gonna change your life. Do something that gives it meaning with a website that is worthy of your dreaming.
A website that's worthy of your dreaming.
So
that's
cute. Great. I love Dolly. I think she can do no wrong. And it's funny when she's saying hustling.
Yeah.
Like she's got to be like 78, 79, she's getting up pushing there into the 80s. But it's just precious.
I loved her on Hannah Montana. Like,
I forgot she was the grandma.
She was the grandma on Hannah Montana.
You both are grown men.
I'm sorry that I knew that so well.
Yeah, yeah. You got way too excited, Gavin. That was a test. And you failed, good sir. Or madam. This is the Wally Show, and the other day we were having this conversation just in between songs, and it made me think of a new segment that I wanted to do where you go, I don't mean to brag, but... Okay, because anytime you say, I don't mean to brag, you're going to, because I'm really good at this. And so, because we were talking about record sales from different artists and things like that, and I threw out this little tidbit, I don't mean to brag, but I have a gold album.
Which I still don't believe you.
Signifies 500,000 copies of an album sold.
You can't sing. Yeah. You can't play any instrument.
That's what shocks you. Yeah, I can. I can do both of those things. I don't do them well, but I do them. But that doesn't mean that I still have not sold 500,000 copies of an album. So I don't mean to brag. And I'm so humble, I keep it like in my back room. I don't even have it on display. Okay? And it was from Radio Disney.
You are bragging about it on the radio. Radio,
that's why we're doing this.
Okay.
So I was in a band called I Ate Paste, and when I was on Radio Disney, we did a compilation CD. There were like 16 other artists that people knew on there as well. But we sold 500,000 copies of that album, and I got a gold album. So there you go.
What is this world coming to when that wins a gold album?
I don't mean to brag, but you know,
we are desperate for entertainment.
Give the people what they want, honestly. And so this is your chance with way less judgment from Betty for you. I don't mean to brag, but how would you fill in that thing? I don't mean to brag, but I just picked up a car with my bare hands. I don't know. You know, maybe you did that. I don't know. That'd be impressive.
It would.
So what is yours? How are you going to fill in that blank? I don't mean to brag, but 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. You can always be part of the show like that. And you can put that on your favorites too, so you can get right through when things get a little busy. But we'd love to hear your story. I don't mean to brag, but fill it in. 855-33-WAY-FM. So how would you fill in that blank?
I don't mean to brag, but I find typos in the Bible.
No.
Is that
really
possible?
Yes, it is.
Where have you found a typo in the Bible?
Just where it says, like, it'll say the and it's supposed to be there, or it'll say a and it's supposed to be an. And I have a journalism degree, and I have just always been gifted with grammar and typos and spelling and things like that. And it gets me really excited when I find typos.
So it sounds like it's not a Jesus issue. It's more of a printer issue.
Exactly. But it's pretty thrilling when you find a typo in, you know, the written word of God.
You know what? I don't think that's bragging at all. Like, if you can spell check the Lord, that's pretty impressive. How would you fill in that sentence there, Brianna?
I don't mean to brag, but today I am 1 year sober from alcohol.
Yes.
Whoa,
there you go.
Brianna,
that is something definitely worth bragging about, girl. I know that struggle, and so it's not easy. And a whole year under your belt, that's fantastic. How are you celebrating? Are you marking this day somehow?
My boyfriend and I are actually going out to dinner tonight just to celebrate this achievement. It's been a really rough year.
Yeah, you think about it, you know, you got through most of 2020 then sober, and that's good for anyone that didn't have a drinking problem, much less if you already struggled with that. So congratulations. Definitely something worth bragging about today, girl.
Thank you so much.
So, Victor, how would you fill in that, I don't want to brag, but?
I don't want to brag, but I wrote the hottest song for the Ronald McDonald House of Central Florida.
Oh, that's cool. So you wrote a song for Ronald McDonald House, which they do great work for families that are struggling with sick children. That's awesome.
Yes. No, and it's called The House That Love Built, and you'll see Victory Ezell and the Ezell family. You see a picture of me, my wife, and my two younger daughters.
Give us the chorus, Victor.
In the house that love built, you can rest, you can sleep, you can wash, you can eat, you can bring your family in the house. The love built.
Not afraid to throw a riff in there either.
Man,
Victor, nicely done. I love it, man. That is definitely something worth bragging about.
Thank you. Okay.
He's in a drive-thru.
He's at McDonald's.
He's at McDonald's. I hope he gets free McDonald's for life. This is the Wally Show. And if I was to say to you, Betty Rock, Inception moment. Do you know what that means? Could you define it?
I know Leonardo DiCaprio is part of it.
Yeah, he had a movie. Yeah, called Inception.
So it's something to do with him.
Okay, well, no, if you have an Inception moment, it's kind of like...
Inverted.
Well, no, it's kind of like say you were in a movie about making a movie. Like, it would be like that kind of thing.
It's got like layers to
it. Yeah, something inside of something. Yeah. I know it's a little confusing. Okay. But so it's like, yeah. So I had one of these moments the other day in the restroom. I was traveling.
You didn't let me. This is going downhill.
No, you need to let me finish.
We started with confusion. Now we're in a bathroom story.
Don't stop me at that point in the story. That hurts me.
Keep going.
So I was in there, and then all of a sudden, I dropped my let me finish. I dropped my hand sanitizer on the floor. I was in an airport bathroom and I dropped my hand sanitizer on the floor. So here's where I'm in my Inception moment. My hand sanitizer is to keep my hands clean, but now my hand sanitizer is on arguably the dirtiest place on the planet. And so what do I do? Like, do I pick up the hand sanitizer, then use the hand sanitizer to then cleanse itself the hand sanitizer? Do you see where I'm going here? Inception moment.
Yes. Yes, I do see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my conundrum, my quandary.
So what did you end up doing?
I ended up just washing my hands on the toilet.
It was
cleaner.
Might as well.
Than I think the floor.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.